This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces in Myanmar have made mass arrests and appear to use lethal force as they intensify their efforts to break up protests a month after the military staged a coup. There were reports of gunfire as police in Yangon, the biggest city, fired tear gas and water cannon while trying to clear the streets of demonstrators who are seeking to have the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi restored to power. A violent crackdown also occurred in Dawei, a much smaller city in southeastern Myanmar, where local media reported at least three people were killed during a protest march. The Yangon protesters later regrouped and are planning to march to a police station to demand the release of medical students. The U.S. now has a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that works with just one dose instead of two. Health experts have anxiously awaited a one-and-done option to help speed vaccinations. The virus has already killed more than 510,000 people in the U.S. and is now mutating in increasingly worrisome ways. U.S. President Joe Biden scored his first legislative win as the White House representatives the House of Representatives passed his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package early Saturday. The American Rescue Plan would pay for vaccines and medical supplies and then send a new round of emergency financial aid to households, small businesses, and state and local governments. Democrats said the package was needed to fight a pandemic that has killed more than 510,000 Americans and thrown millions out of work. This is VOA News.